holding osteocytes, which you're not going to see in the dry stuff on the microscope slide. Even though in this other model, where they show the blue and whatnot over here, that would be representing osteocytes that would not be in the, hitting for me too. I don't know. I have to separate you two. Are you going to? No. Maybe you need her away from you. Okay. All right. Anyway, back seriously here. Then you won't actually see osteocytes in the microscope slides or the other part of the model. Now, you also study endosteum, which was lining this marrow cavity here that I have my fingertips stuck in. And that would be right here. That's the gray on the narrow side. That's endosteum, the inside covering, lining of this hollow in the middle. So what we're doing is right now we're adding periosteum and endosteum to your lab manual for to be shown on the big model. Whereas you just had to imagine it being the outer covering on these and the lining inside of the marrow cavity. Yeah. Okay. But you need to know it on this model as well. And you also should have been learning these parts that go in a circle, these layers called lamellae, called concentric. And when you get a bunch of rounded things together, they don't fit tight. You have some little areas, since round things don't fit together real tightly, those spaces created are filled in with straight running lamellae. They don't go in a circle, called interstitial. And if you have trouble understanding it on the smaller model, this will definitely help you understand that. And there is one other kind of lamella. That is not mentioned in your lab manual at all, and it's called circumferential. If you look at this model and look under the gray, the periosteum, you're going to see some layers running like this. And they actually would go all around the bone circumference. Several layers, you'll see that. Look, about seven or eight layers or so, until you get to the round aversion systems and the interstitial between them. So we could ask you circumferential lamellae. I think you can handle spelling circumferential. If not, look it up. That's what I had to do when I was taking classes your age. All right. Spell it like it sounds and check it out later. Oh, before I forget, public service announcement. Someone may have already asked here, and I may have even answered it loud enough for the whole class, but just in case, on what I do about spelling. Do I count off for misspelling? If you do misspell something, I will pronounce it, and it better be close. Okay? I think that's fair enough. So, there's that one. And the other thing is, these, when you look at a side view, and it helps more when they see the blood vessels in it, the side view here, those are these right here that are in these aversion canals that run up and down. But you'll see some going across and interconnecting them. They're called Volkmann's canals. They are in your lab manual to find on the microscope slide, but I think it helps you to understand what they're really doing. The aversion canals run this way, and then the Volkmann's will interconnect them in a different plane. Let's see. I think that's... Yeah, now the microscope slide, which I'm going to show you here shortly on the screen. And make sure this thing's warming up while I'm saying something else. Then this ground bone, little explanation of what this means. If And we have to imagine this would be a bone a lot smaller. But look at what I'm doing here. If we would take, I think there's a jeweler's tool that looks like a circular saw, except it's really tiny and there's diamond dust on it. But if you can imagine shaving off very thin pieces like this. And then that's what you're seeing on the microscope slide. And when it gets real thin, it's kind of translucent and some light can go through it. And you can see all of these aversion canals and lacunae and the other things called canaliculi. I'll explain when we get to the microscope slide. But on this model, it will look like little lines etched in it here. Those are canaliculi, which means little canals. They are little tunnels that run throughout this matrix, and they carry tissue fluid because nothing can diffuse through this solid matrix unless something is provided. But more about that on the microscope slide, which I am going to show you right away. Is that projector on? Yes. So let me do that. Go right to the slide. Right to the slide as I slide Clyde over. Anyway. Whoops, wrong direction. There we are. I'll get to my website. And I'll get to this ground bone slide. Hello. Wake up. Thank you. Am I misspelling my name? Yes, too many O's. Unless it's Cheerios. There you can't have too many. As I probably said, you may or may not get used to my sense of humor by the end of the semester. All right, here we are. All right, let's go right to microscopic stuff. Okay, only three here to do on this one. It's only one microscope slide. It'll be on the whole exam number two. So we'll start here. So you're seeing the same thing that you were seeing on the top of these models. My pointer. So you see outlining these aversion systems right here. And that would be the aversion canal in the middle. And these are all lacunae, these kind of oval-shaped things. Now, they look black, but there's not any kind of cell. There's no osteocyte in it. What happens is when they're sawing, shaving off these thin slices, bone dust gets in there and fills it up and makes it dark. Sometimes a aversion canal will look black, and that will be from bone dust. And that's about... Oh yeah, and this is a Volkmann's canal here. Here are just aversion canals. But there's aversion canal, but something is extending off of it, headed to another aversion canal in a neighboring aversion system. Here's another one here. There's aversion canal, and there's a little extension coming off of it. But of course, that cake slice model helps a lot on that. About all we can get from this slide. Okay, here. Now it's very hard to, I think, understand what a lamella is on the microscope slides. That's probably better asked on models. But I've tried to do it here to show you. And also notice I shaded in pink some interstitial where things are going straight and not going in circles. Where these rounded aversions all can't quite touch each other intimately, then you get that filling in the space, the interstitial. So probably I would say for asking lamellae, it would be on the model on the test, not the slides. And a little understanding you need here too, this idea of lamellae, layers, cylinders inside of cylinders, and straight running things, there's nothing like that in any other connective tissue. A lamella is a distinct layer of matrix. The matrix is not continuous. It is in separate layers, superglued together, so to speak. So a very different concept. So a lamella is a layer of matrix. So let's go to higher power, 400. So here, there's a version canal that's kind of dark from bone dust. And these are the lacunae here. Again, they're empty. There are no, so don't answer this osteocytes on the test. Here, this one's in nice sharp focus, but you see some little extensions. Hairy looking things going all over the place, really. Those are the canaliculi. Those are little tunnels that interconnect with each other. They open up into lacunae. They open up into eversion canal. So you can have exchanges with the blood vessels in the eversion canal and Vogtmann's canals, and then serve the living cells that in the living tissue would be in the lacunae, trapped there. And tissue fluid would run through the canaliculi. So I think I've shown you everything, I believe. I'm pretty sure I have. Why do you think of something? Oh, there was something, was it lacunae, that on these small models are number 10, I say 8 in the lab manual, because these are brand new. I think they were bought over the summer, and I guess this manufacturer didn't use similar numbers, but changed lacunae from 8 to 10, so I would say note that the bottom of page 26 of your lab manual. Just change 8 to 10 for lacunae. I don't know what they're using 8 for. You see this thing.
They have 8 as both of them. Lacunae are 8 and 10.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. I can live with that. If there are any other let me know if there are any other questions about what I've been talking about here, because I want to change the subject dramatically for a moment. Something else, guys? No? Oh, okay. All right, I'm going to change the subject dramatically. I need everyone's 100% attention. In your lecture schedule, which I think, was that the yellow sheet? I forgot what color it was. But anyway, your lecture schedule. If you look at the last lecture exam, number 4, all right? If you don't have it, just write this down. But it has the 7th of December as your date for your 4th and last lecture exam. It's significant. That's what's called Pearl Harbor Day. But that happens to be a Thursday. No, you never meet on a Thursday in this class.
It's the 13th.
That's a mistake. What?
It says the 13th, not the 7th.
Let me see the damn thing, will you? Oh, wait a minute. Then why did somebody say this to me?
It's the lab.
Oh, the lab. Yeah. The lab, not the lecture. Well, I knew it was the yellow sheet. Yeah. I just had my colors messed up. So, yeah. Yeah, that was it. Yeah. It's lab. Yeah. 7th, that actually, yeah, this is very messed up. Yeah. Somebody have a calendar handy for November? Is it more messed up than that? No, 27th and 29th are Monday and Wednesday. But when we go down to December 4th and 5th, 4th and 7th, yeah. 4th? Oh, this is November. Duh.
No, we'll scroll up.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, the 4th is a Monday. Yeah, you will have, looks like we're reviewing for the test, yeah, and then Wednesday, the 6th, not the 7th, that's it. So on the yellow lab schedule, the last entry date, December 7th, change that to December 6th, because that is the last class meeting on that Wednesday. That's the week before final exam week. Final exam week, we'll do the last lecture exam on that Wednesday, which I do believe is the correct date, right? On your green lecture schedule, yes. Everybody got that? You changed on the yellow lab. Your 4th lab exam is on the 6th, not the 7th. All right, that was important, I think. Now then, hang on, guys. As far as the rest of the period is concerned, if you're packing up to leave, I'm going to lock the door on you. You're not leaving. You're going to eventually have 175 terms to learn here, and you need to see the stuff too. So if, when you finish, and you got to look at the microscope slide, when you finish any of that with chapter 4, jump to 5 and at least introduce yourself to the skulls. We have 2 labs scheduled for skulls. You probably need 3 or 4. That's the most complicated thing, especially all these busy holes called foramina, which the black boxes, inside of those will be a complete plastic skull where you can remove the top, see where the brain would be. And then the ones to the right of it, those are cut sagittally in half. They will reveal things like sinuses and whatnot that you can't see otherwise. The cut sagittals are real bone. Do not drop them. They're irreplaceable. Be careful. The plastic ones, I'm not advocating bouncing them off the floor, but that plastic can break, but they are not fragile, and I won't say easily replaceable, or you'll start breaking them on purpose. Okay, so, let's see now. There was something else I was going to say. Oh, yeah. When you're playing around with these, especially the skulls, you're going to be inclined to want to use your pencil or pen to point at things and whatnot, and when you're working together especially, don't do it. I don't want to see any pencils or pens, even if the pencil, the lead's not sticking out or the pen is not active to write, don't do it. That's what the pipe cleaners are for. Throwing pipe cleaners at you. Giggled. All right, now. Okay, and you can clean your pipes with it too. But the thing is, these holes in the skull called foramina, it's good to know where they start and where they end up. And the pipe cleaners will help a lot with that too. All right, so I think that's everything I need to say. So I will let you guys get to work. And I think you got plenty to do up until 10 of 4.